anything else you want to talk about in terms of your own clinical research interests in lung cancer?
So that's a great question. I think we're all at this point, I mean, with my patient population, I see a lot of patients with EGFR. I see a lot of patients with ALK. And so a lot of our trials are focused in that relatively small subset. You know, if you look at globally what's happening with lung cancer, really excited to see that we have a third generation drug. And now we're focusing on what can we do after osimertinib. We haven't gotten there yet, but there are hints of some drugs that are showing some promise there. I'm really intrigued by how are we going to get the immune regimens to work in patients with the driver mutations. Again, I don't think I have an answer there yet, but we're looking into trials sort of in that realm as well, and same with ALK. We're also, I think the adjuvant, we still have a lot of questions there, and I really, you know, I pushed for the Alchemist study already. I'm going to push for that again. There are also other trials looking at checkpoint inhibitors in the adjuvant setting, and there are a lot of those, and I think those are going to be important. And questions also about whether we should be thinking about giving the checkpoint drugs before surgery. Hints of data. You know, we had a 20-patient study that was presented again this year. It was also presented last year. That's just a couple of East Coast centers that looks intriguing.
You're talking about the neoadjuvant study.
Neoadjuvant, right. So I think checkpoint inhibitors, neoadjuvant, adjuvant, we need to look at those questions. And there are a lot of studies there also. And I think where there's a lot of work and kind of overwhelming amount is in what do we do when you've done a checkpoint inhibitor single drug, and then it's not working. So we talked a little bit today about the CTLA-4. There's a lot of interest in the IDO inhibitors, some small data sets, but intriguing that were coming out at ASCO this year also with response rates in the mid-30s. And then there's a lot of other things. And so it's hard to keep track of what's really going to be the most promising, but trying to be focused there and getting more studies and also making sure that the trials have the correlates to help us understand which patients are the ones really benefiting.
Yeah, that was the thing that I wondered about with these neoadjuvant studies, and I don't know to what extent it's been looked at, which is the issue of, you know, looking inside the tumor before and after neoadjuvant checkpoint inhibitors. Anything that's been done in this arena or anything you'd be interested in seeing?
So that's a very hot question. We actually have one of our fellows at Stanford who's very focused on that particular question. And I know that I think every major academic center has at least one person very interested in that particular question. Looking at the tumor infiltrating lymphocytes is obviously part of it, but then really exploring the details of those tumor infiltrating lymphocytes a bit more. So you're just like, oh, there's a lymphocyte under the microscope, but really trying to question it with some of the newest lab technologies where you can get a lot more detailed information about what those cells are doing and what particular antigens are looking at, perhaps even to that level of detail, more around like what pathways are activated and not. So I think there's a lot of interest in that right now.